Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Scott Peterson 1000% did it.
There's not one. Everybody.
Doubt in my mind. Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting and we're coming in hot, you guys, because we're kind of feeling like the true crime burn right now. But happy to have you here. If you haven't, make sure that you follow us on all the socials. Hashtag I Mom So Hard Podcast. And also
review and subscribe too.
Review and subscribe. You might notice this looks a little different today. First of all, I'd like to just say how pretty Jen looks, because if you're just listening, you're missing out on Jen's beautiful hair.
It's somebody else's hair that I had stuck into mine.
But it looks great. She looks like Carrie Underwood.
God,
and I look like I'm going to go out and chop wood.
I think it's a compliment. I'll take Carrie.
It's a total compliment. Have you ever seen how ripped her legs are? Here's what I love about Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood does the hard stuff. Like, I will find a way out of the hard stuff. Like, I don't really want to go to the gym a bunch. Well, I don't really want to. I know that I should be lifting weights. I don't really want to. I'm not one of those. But she's like, simple math. She's like, if I get in the gym and I lift weights, I'm going to have really strong legs. And guess what she has? Really strong legs.
I will say this. I was about to say, like, I think maybe 1% of the population goes, you know what I love? Going to the gym and lifting weights. But I can say this even on my own behalf. Once I get in there, I like it. It is the getting there that is
really
hard.
Everybody says, you want to know what the best exercise is?
Getting to the
gym. You do.
It's 100%. Because I'm telling you, the hardest part about going to the gym, and when I go to the gym, I do like some cardio and I'll do like free weights. And hey, listen, I'm having to really dip back into my memory here because it's been a really, really long time since I've been to the gym. But once I get there, I'm good. I can kind of stay there for a while. I get in the zone with my music and stuff. So yeah. It's just putting the damn shoes on that gets me. I have a big problem with that.
Well, as long as I forget that I'm going to do something hard, I'll show up.
Yeah.
And for instance, I got a coupon for a group Pilates class, which I've always heard like I know Pilates on the machine. It's always really expensive.
I think I'd probably like it.
It's really cool. So now they have, you know, Pilates has come a long way, baby. So they have group classes. And so I signed up because they had a deal and I was like, I'm going to go check it out. And I haven't been on one of those machines I've only done it like 3 or 4 times. And I was busy. I was distracted. I got into the class. They were like, do you have any grippy socks? And I was like, no. And I got on this machine and, you know, it's like a plank, but it rolls away from you. Can
so
I tell you what I don't have the ab strength to roll that thing out. It literally looks like a bench and it's got springs on it and you lay flat.
Like a hip sled kind of situation.
And what lays you flat is your strength. It was amazing. There was a hot, never happens. Hot
did you
teacher.
Know that there, over by your house, there is one of those, the new thing that's not Pilates. It's like, what's
it's the
new
vibrating
one?
Board?
What? I'm going to go there. What is it? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Everything pops up. I drive by it. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
No, but it's like, it's not Pilates. It's some other thing that you can just, you use your own body. Your own resistance, your own weight.
Yes, I do use my own resistance at the entire act, and it's winning. I have resistance. Right. I do resistance training. I resist.
Mine's resisting even putting the shoes on. But you guys also, you can watch our podcast on YouTube, and that's going to be really important right now because I'm going to show you guys the shoes that I'm wearing that Kristen's going to have a complete girl boner over. They're brand new. And okay. they're still girly, really, really girly shoes. But also, you guys,
well, I would just like to say again, she looks like Carrie Underwood. Okay, I can't see those at all. They're white high tops.
They're
how
pink.
Is that girly? They're pink.
They're baby pink Air Force One high tops.
Cute.
Wait, is that a thing? Are there Air Force One high tops?
Yeah.
Are there? Okay.
No. Right. Yeah. You might have the blazers on and you just don't know it.
I don't know, but I love them.
They're very comfortable.
They're so comfortable. They're loud to walk in. I wasn't expecting that. I'm like kerplunk, kerplunk, kerplunk all over my house.
That's my status quo. I love a good, sensible shoe. It makes me so freaking happy. My husband came home from, he was gone for 3 days and he came home yesterday. And I go, you know what, Colin? I'm just in a space where I just want to be comfortable. And he goes, you're nailing it. And I looked down and I was wearing like the baggiest pants I own, a free sweatshirt that says Zoom on it, a stocking hat, which I am currently beanie if you're from California. And then
very cool.
My boots. And I was like, I've hit a low point. I think I've been wearing this for 2 days. I'm too comfortable at this point. I'm too comfortable with my pants being so baggy that like it looks like I have no ass, which they have to be baggy, y'all.
I brought Delilah to her vocal lessons the other day, and there was, you know, kids in there doing their piano and stuff like that. And there was a mom there fully in pajama pants, and I couldn't see what she had on top. I'm assuming she had one on, but I'm not judging her if she didn't have one on.
Absolutely,
she had some
lady.
Sort of jacket sweater situation on and some sneakers that were slip on, slip off. And I was like, I get it. If I hadn't have had to have been somewhere else, I might have been wearing that today as well.
It's amazing how I can convince myself that it's fine to wear what I'm wearing. And then I get to a place and I'm like, I think I've gone too far in my lack of give a shits.
But can I talk about a thing? And Kristen's going to get all riled up now. She's going to go, I don't want to talk about this thing. But
it's like, okay.
But it's all in the same boat because I'm really feeling this lately. And Kristen's been really sweet and supportive of me going through this, like, feeling old and like dumpy sort
I
of thing.
Feel the same way.
But that's, and you know what it's doing though? It's like translating over into my marriage in a way I don't feel good about. Like speaking of murder shows, I'm like, I would rather watch murder than maybe talk to my husband at night. That's not how I feel, but I feel like so dumpy and like gross. I'm like, there's not one part of me that wants to get hot and heavy because I'm like, number one, I probably haven't showered in 2 days. It's been so busy. Like, I probably have tooth whitening strips on. Like, you know, I'm like, I am inches from a CPAP machine. I'm just not feeling like great about anything. And then I have been just like grabbing whatever is convenient to wear. And I sort of feel like I feel bad about it a little bit.
Well, that's just not who you are. And it is who I am. Like, it really is. Like, I think you would agree. Like, I'm, you'll never see me more uncomfortable than when someone says you have to be dressy for this thing. I've got like literally two outfits and honestly, I've worn them for like 8 years because I feel very overwhelmed by that. If you make me go to the mall, I have a panic attack when I walk in. I feel my best self when I feel like I'm working like as a tech in theater. Like, but that's not who you are. I think it was really important that you go get your hair, that you've always been put together. I think you're incredibly hard on yourself, which at some point you're going to have to give the break that you give to everybody else. You're gonna have to turn that on you.
Yeah.
And, but I get it. Like, this is a really weird time. Nobody ever talks about it. When you get past a certain age, and I'm not saying it's the same age for everybody, but I think what happens is you start counting everything. Your Roman, for me, my Roman Empire is my age. I can't believe sometimes that I am the age that I am and that I feel like, where did it all go? And did I make the most of it? Did I waste time? Like, it's so grim. It's like, it's, and then I'm like pissed because I'm like, does that mean I'm out? Cause like I'm different. Like I don't know. There's, it's not that I want to go out and score a dude. I do think I could on, you know, in certain parts of the country, I think I could really.
I think so too. I mean, this is a lame thing to say, but I think it's like relatable. Like, My brother-in-law was saying to me, he's like, oh yeah, my good friend's is a guy who's come to our show before. And he's like, oh, he thinks you're super hot. And I was like, oh, like I was so overly like excited and flattered, but it occurred to me like, I haven't felt hot in a really long time. Like I haven't had like some guy like be too like flirty with me, like out in public or something like that. Or, like nobody's bought my drink in 15 years. Like it, or I'm starting
you haven't noticed it if it is happening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it feels bad. Like I sort of like, and you know how you'll get like your algorithm on your Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and all that stuff. Like I keep seeing these memes that say, you ever see somebody old and then realize that you're the same age that they are? Like,
yeah, that's the math.
Are you seeing my fucking face or something, Instagram? And that's why you're showing this to me? Because
middle-aged math. I hate all those bastards that are like, hey, did you know that now the twins on Friends are 55 years old? You're like, what? You know,
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
All that bullshit math that makes you feel like you're, and my husband, I swear to God, it's incredible how mad I get at this. My husband is 4.5 years younger than me, but that asshole loves to round up in years.
No.
And I go, like, he has said his mom was 75 and he's been saying she's 80 for the last 5 years. I'm like, don't you take those years from her, sir. Like, he'll say, I don't know, she's like 35 or 45. I'm like, that's very different. You don't round up. Like, we got to keep, because it messes with us mentally.
You check a whole different box at the doctor's office if it's 35 versus 45. 100%.
Meanwhile, my husband comes home with a box of Just for Men to reduce his grays because he goes, I saw myself in a photo and I look so much older because he's Irish and so he's graying. Like, he's going to look awesome. That's the thing. I'm like, ugh. He's got all of his hair. He's got a big old bushy beard. You know, he's 6'4". Like, he, you know, I always say, yeah. If I, God forbid, peaced out, he'd find a new wife in 4 seconds. And then he always says, I'm never getting married again. But I know what he means. He's just going to bang everybody.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah.
I think it is this crazy numbers game that I'm playing with myself. But I feel exactly the same way. And I don't know how to get it from myself. Like, where do I feel the sexiest? Where do I feel the most feminine, or where do I feel like old me, which is actually young me? And I don't know. I definitely feel it when we're at shows, and that, hey, go to imomsohard.com for tickets. I feel it at shows because that's a bunch of women being together and there's nothing more fun than that.
Yeah.
And I feel it when you and I are hanging out and we're being funny with each other. But that like thing that I used to feel about myself, which is like, who knows how this night's going to roll out? Like,
totally.
I'm going to this bar, or I'm going to a pub, or I'm going to a baseball game, and like, I'm going to get my flirt on and I'm going to catch people checking me out and it's going to be fun. And I think marriage and kids and distractions and aging, it like, I don't know. It's hard to find that again. I don't know. Is this why people have tea parties? Gross. And I don't want that.
No, not doing that. Talk about feeling bad about myself. I would not feel great. But I mean, the thing is I don't like need outside validation. I don't.
I kind of do.
Well, you don't miss it until you're not getting it.
Right.
Like you don't realize that you're relying on it until like you don't hear like that you're even a woman anymore.
Yeah, if I walk by a construction site and nobody catcalls me, I'm pissed off. I'm like, what the hell, man? I'm wearing a V-neck. Yeah.
What am I, chopped liver over here? Yeah. These are brand new Nike Air Force Ones.
Right. These like, are how easy spirits, and I'm wearing overalls and a hat. I think a lot of people listening to this, or worse, watching it, would be like, Kristen, if you made a little bit more of an effort, you would.
You look adorable. And all Kristen has to do is literally make a minimal effort and she looks like supermodel stuff.
That's not true. That's
very
super nice.
Frustrating.
That's super nice of you. That's not true. I do say this about myself. I could spend an hour on myself or 15 minutes on myself and it's not getting any better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You need very little to
No, but I'm always going to be like the same sort of mid-level. Like I'm not going to like go upstairs and come down and everyone's like, whoa. I'll come down and they'll be like, oh, she curled her hair and she brushed her teeth. Good job.
Well, I think if you, cause you already have like dark hair, like you already have like strong features. So if you go too much makeup, you're just going straight RuPaul kind of situation.
Right. And it ages me too.
Yeah. Oh God. That's what I'm even doing. I'm like eyeshadow for women getting older. Like I'm like, cause I don't want my creases and all that shit showing, but I will say, okay, here's two things that made me feel better in the last, and we can share these on the podcast page, but Lisa Rinna, have you seen any of her Instagram posts?
She did like dances. I think she's hilarious.
She's hilarious. We like her because she's hilarious. She's like self-deprecating and like, you know, she was on Housewives. I think she quit because
it was too much.
It was too much. Like she, you know, is a nice person and a real person. And I think it was like getting to her. But she's doing this whole sex over 60 thing. So they keep quoting her. Yeah. And I mean, she is super gorgeous and sexual. And like, it gives me have you also seen that meme that's like Martha Stewart at 80 and she's like looking beautiful. And then it's like me at 35 and it's B. Arthur. It's like, I have never, nor will I ever be as hot as Lisa Rinna, but it makes me feel like, well, there's still time if I wanted to like get sexier that I could.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man. We're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about Bowl and Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Bowl and Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Bowl and Branch sheets.
It's true. You can feel the quality immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead, and they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them, but you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her, so she has a big girl bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Bowl and Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Bowl and Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about on the show, we spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms and all the driving that goes along with that. That's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's
club sports, whatever it is, usually has a driving requirement.
Upon hours. And sometimes good ones and sometimes not so great
ones. And sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate, but I'll enjoy it.
You'll
though,
enjoy it.
Because they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts.
I think that's a good thing. You got to find heroes, because I, just like you, have been feeling icky in a, you know, I think you and I, you're over here and I'm over here, and we meet in the middle and all the bases are covered of if you're feeling shitty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just saw an interview with Jodie Foster, who I love and might actually love.
Marissa Hargitay,
who I also love. And spent a lot of time with when I was on bed rest. I was like, which one of these haven't I seen? And they're both edging on 60. And the thing that I love is they both had these independent interviews. And Jodie Foster, I think, obviously has a kind of a different POV because she's a lesbian. And I think that, like, she's looking at the world differently, obviously. And she's like, you know, 50 is a precarious time for women, because between 40 and 50, you're on the track of, I've been working hard towards my career. Now I get to, like, reap the benefits, but I know I'm on borrowed time. And there's something that at 50 women feel like, oh, you're out. And then she goes, you kind of disappear because you have to get okay with who you are at this point, because it's the first time you've accepted yourself, and that's different. And then she said, so she dipped, and now she's 60. She looks fantastic. She doesn't choose to do a lot to herself, which I kind of like.
I started watching the new True Detective, and like, I know. She hasn't had anything done. You know, you can tell.
And so I like it. And she says, at 60, I feel so much better. She's like, I feel locked in. I feel like I'm wise. I feel like I have energy. I'm still in shape. I'm careful with myself, but I'm accepting of myself. And I was like, these are the words that I think everybody at different stages, you need to know that the next step doesn't have to be any kind of a curtain call, like an end. You still have perspective and story, but it's really hard to feel that, because it does feel like you're just, like, disqualified all of a sudden.
Yeah. I don't want to wait until I'm 60 till I fully, like, don't give a fuck. And partly I don't want to ever not give a fuck. Like, my grandmother was like, I always say this, but she was like fabulous and in it and sexy and sexual till she died, till she was 93. You know, she talk about guys she thought were hot and stuff like that. And I think it, like, keeps you young and alive.
I think you're really sweet, because to you, it's important that your husband, your perception is, I want my husband to, like, want me and to be sexy. To me, I'm like, to my husband, like, we both know you're not getting anybody any, you know, you're locked in with me. So when I'm in the mood, I want to do it. So and he's so thirsty that he'll game time it anytime I want. So last night I looked at him and this is how it went. Okay. Do you remember? God. The thing about your 20s, or when you're young, there's still sort of this, like, thing in your head that feels like you're in a movie, like when it's steamy and hot. And, like, yes. I remember, like, just making out and to, like, Coldplay for, like music was playing in the background. It was, like, sexy, and I was whatever.
Last yeah, and night. It didn't matter if you were in like a walking boot and had the stomach flu and had like a front tooth removed. You still felt hot.
Yeah, you still felt hot. You were like, I'm game, baby.
Yeah.
But last night I was like, oh, the mood has struck me. That hasn't happened in a minute. So I looked at my husband and I go, I want to have sex tonight. And then I go in and he's like, he looks like a disaster. He's a mess too. And I'm like, you know, you could perhaps, like, when you know that I'm going to walk into the room and this party's going to get started, like, not have your legs spread and, like, one part of your underwear up your crack. Like, you could.
I know my friend Kristen, and I know that she walked into the room with her pajama pants pulled up underneath her boobs, mismatched socks on, a beanie. Two pairs of readers on, one on her face, one on top of that beanie, and a hoodie. Maybe even the hood is up. And she's like, come on, Colin. At least try and get hot, act hot for like 10 seconds.
That's weird. I feel like there was a camera in my room last night.
Was I in the room for that? No, God, I was not.
You know, But the thing that I do like is, like, with that comes also this real sense of comfort that this thing yes. that used to make me feel like I had to be a little performative is now not. It is what I want it to be. Like, well, first of all, if I ever put on like a goddamn teddy or something and like was standing in the doorway, first of all, I think Colin would
get you one like a character exercise.
I feel way sexier in like an oversized t-shirt and no pants on. Cause then I can keep my t-shirt on if I want to.
Yeah. My fanny pack won't chafe that way. It's true, but like so this is a really sweet thing that somebody said from school the other day. Cause we had this like, oh my God, we had one of those spirit nights at Chuck E. Cheese. And
that'll take your sex drive away more than Chuck E. Cheese. Just the threat
like you need to burn your pants when you leave just because you're I don't know what I sat in. Yeah. So, but the kids were like off, you know, doing their thing, skee ball, just, you know, throwing money into a wood chipper basically because right. that's how expensive that place is. And for some reason, and this sounds horrible to say, but for some reason, both of us like had our phones put away and we just started talking. Like yeah. we like each got a beer and we're sitting there talking like comfortable, not really worried about stuff. Cause the kids were all like within 15 feet, but no interest in us.
Yeah. That's always great. That feels good.
It was nice. And, I didn't think much about it, but I, you know, had fun talking to him until my friend was like, she hadn't met Britt before and she met him that night on the way out. And she goes, I didn't know that's who you were talking to because you seemed like so interested in him and like, you know, like how could that possibly be your spouse? And I was like, I do like him and he does like me. And like when we get a chance to like shut everything else off, but like, I'm not getting a babysitter. I'm not paying $125 for a babysitter, then to spend $125 at dinner, and then for like $60 at a movie with this guy I'm not trying to impress, right? Like, but I think we need to start doing something where like we get to know each other again because our kids, yeah. like, I'm not saying either one of us has that like 7-year itch. I think we're too old. Neither one of us gives a shit enough. Like, I think we do like each other. I think we feel pretty solid in the marriage, but I think it would be really nice for us to go back to like being interested in each other, you know, like not having it be all business.
Oh, I told Colin that. I go, he was gone for 3 days and it's very funny. When we're gone, I have complaints. And when he's gone, I have complaints, but they're all... He goes out of town and he really misses the kids. We're like a weird Stockholm-y family. We're like gypsies. And I can say that because I am one. Thank you very much. And we like travel in a pack. And so Colin went to Vegas for 3 days to work on a conference. And he was really homesick. And I knew exactly what he needed because I know what it's like to be homesick. So I called him for no reason, just to say hi and to, I call it a no reason call. Just
take notes, Colin. Yeah,
so this is what I did. You think that I don't, so I said it in my nicest, I've been to therapy too way, which was, hey, I just want you to know that it probably feels pretty good to have me call you for no reason, just to say hi. And he goes, yeah, it does. And I go, yeah, when I'm out of town, it would feel good too, I bet. And so he's like, you're right. I tend to keep things all business. And I was like, you do. Cause then, and it makes also transitioning back when I get home, walking in, it feels tense. And I'm like, I would like it to not feel like that since we've been doing this for a while, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, it makes me want to have sex with you if I like you.
That is the number one thing. We have sex with people that we like, right?
Yeah. I'm like, don't say anything, husband. Don't say anything. Just
you will blow this and then there'll be no blowing of anything else.
He's lucky that I had just watched The Kissing Booth on accident with Jacob Elordi. Good God. And
wait, what's that?
It's a movie on Netflix that is made for like young audiences, but ooh, Eleanor wanted to watch it. And I was like, I think this is a little like too adult. And I was right. It's like,
wait, how old is he? Could be he be our hot flash, or is that creepy?
No, it's not creepy when you're Jacob Elordi. Okay. He's very young. He's the guy in Saltburn, which is the dumbest movie I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
Oh my God. We disagree on this one.
I hate it.
Agreeing to disagree. It's so weird, but it's beautiful. I just like to look at it. I love it.
I've never enjoyed being more mad at a movie in my whole life. Jacob Elordi is, I think, the hottest thing to come into Hollywood since Brad Pitt.
Jacob, oh Lordy, he just came up on my.
He's kind of. Well, I tried to search him on Instagram.
He's from Euphoria, right?
Yeah, and Jen's gonna see it, and then she's gonna make fun of me. So I was like very careful.
Oh, he is super hot. Like Euphoria was so like traumatic. I thought that I blocked a lot of it out, but I remembered him right away. He like came back to me like I'd been like one of those like detective like hypnosis things. Right. I was like, I know you.
He Kaiser. You like put the pieces together and you're like Jacob Elordi. Jacob Elordi stands for every dude that I was into that literally walked by me like I wasn't even a human. Like,
okay.
I was like I was literally like a plant. They noticed me so little.
Is he one of those like British actors that like hides his accent too?
He's Australian. Yeah. He's like actually a really good actor. He's so hot. Yes, he should be our hot flash. He's so hot. I don't know.
Kristen, why is that so hot when somebody like has an accent, but then they use an American accent? It's like seeing somebody's nipples or something. You're like, how did I get to see that?
He's going to trick me. And I like that.
I
used to be like, oh, someone that's not into me. We're going to have a little cat and mouse, are we? And now I'm sure that I'm the same age as his mother. See, that's the age math that I don't like doing, but I'm not going to think about that. Cause he's just, it's just fun. You know what? He's a Hollywood star. I don't need to know him personally.
Well, he was born in 1997.
God damn it. Why did you do that?
You know what? It just came up on Wikipedia.
I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'm not.
You know what? What's great is there's kind of an unflattering picture of him that comes up on Wikipedia too, but wow. He is very cute. Like he could be the next like big star.
He's got a little bit of mean in him, which I haven't seen lately.
I like that. I'm like, treat me bad a little bit. Like
a little bit. Well, I've got that in spades at home and I'm like, too far. You're ignoring me. You're not playing hard to get. You're ignoring me.
Yeah. You know what? You're not being interesting. You're just fucking loading the dishwasher wrong. Yeah. And like, I don't want you to be an idiot. I want you to be a little bit distant and make me work for it.
Also, don't throw the dishes into the sink because it's a new sink. And I don't understand why you have to throw the silverware in there. Like you work as a short order cook. It's not a race. Calm down. You're not going to win the prize for loading the dishwasher because we all load the dishwasher.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I have to say, too, maybe I would feel a little bit more like a saucy in the evening.
A little coochie coo? A little coochie coo.
I literally thought you said, did you poop? And I was like.
You're like, that would take. There's another thing that might keep me out of the mood.
That would take me out of it a little bit. I'd be like.
No, but you wouldn't take your husband out of it.
Not at all. Not at all. Would give zero shits. Pardon the pun. But if you see me walking in with like 18 bags of groceries on my arms, which I will do, I will die trying to get them all in at once. Assume I bought a lot of groceries and that you should just go out to go get them.
Yeah.
Because I hate that conversation of like, oh, no, I can go get the rest of them. Just
go get them.
Just go get them. God.
I know. It's mostly their fault is what we're saying. But there is you trade in. I think we always say it about men the most because like the statistics show that men are more likely to cheat than women, that we're designed to sort of be loyal. And if you did cheat, you probably are divorced. Or if you did, it was because things were terrible, terrible. It's not the, you know, and I'm generalizing here, but I'm just saying statistically, women, when they have an affair, it's because they have an emotional connection with someone. And when men have affairs, they can very easily compartmentalize and sort of like, you know, slip up and sort of keep it, you know, that it's just how it's programmed, I think, at this point.
For, so what you're saying is when the Jodie Foster thing does happen, it's an emotional connection for you. It's not a slip up. Well, it is.
He's also very attractive. And,
you know, she really is in very good shape.
Very good shape. I mean, she's got ripped arms. So I think for women, we always think it's just men that kind of go through a midlife crisis. And I think women go through them too. And I think the difference is we're not acting on them in the same way. It's we kind of turn it inward. But I think that women miss, I miss the stuff that we got to do when we were younger, where like it was exciting to flirt. It was exciting to be desired. And when you get married, and you can tell me, good, if you're in a marriage where you're still like, somebody said the other day, he walks in the room and they still get like butterflies. And I'm like, aww. I'm 13 years in and I love him and we're best friends, but I don't feel the same way when something is like that. I think it's different. I think you trade in comfort, which is not to be undervalued, because I could be the worst version of myself with this man and he would still love me. And also I could be the worst version and he would still want to bang me. Like I could. honestly.
That does sound like your husband in a nutshell.
I could say like he literally, if I'm like, I have, you know, diarrhea and I'm
walking boot.
OT and I have a walking boot. Do you want to? He'd be like, his pants would be off.
I know. So but, that's why I say it's all me. It's like,
it's not all you. It's got to be him too. How is it all you?
Well, we're stuck in this range right now where it's like, we don't need to watch the kids at all times, but like, it's still our day. Our day is the kids until 9:30 at night, at which point we fall into bed, like a bed that sometimes I vacuum before we get into it. And sometimes I just lay on top of broken goldfish, but like we're just exhausted.
Well, maybe you guys need a weekend away and I'll come over and watch the kids and you guys can go go to a nice Holiday Inn, make it real seedy. That way it's we've got Hilton Honors points. You can use those points on a weekend.
I think I would like that.
We're going to Vegas for a show. I think we should bring the husbands.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Colin's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I'm not going to be required to do any birthday work because we have a show.
No. You're already working. He could go take in a topless review or something like that.
Fine by me. They're not going to beat the set that I have, but they might have a nicer ass than me.
They're not going to yell at him about how he organizes.
But they're not going to be impressed with how he tips either. So let's be honest. Like, he's not going to dump $20 into a lap dance because he's going to be like, that's too much money to spend. Just saying.
You know, I got a mom box.
Okay, good.
Okay, here's a mom box. We're getting a lot of these, and I feel bad because I am such a people pleaser. Kristen is also. Like Melanie P. messaged and said, please say you're coming back to Toronto, which is a place we love.
We love.
With the best steaks ever had.
Best shopping we've ever seen.
Yeah. She said, I haven't laughed that hard for that long since your last show. Now, we don't currently have plans to come there. Or Texas, she has the one we keep getting.
I know.
Right?
We're getting a lot of Texas. We're working on it right now. But
we're working on it.
I'm going to read where we're going.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell them where we are going to go for sure. We know.
The thing is, these are limited dates. And we do that because obviously we're moms. We both have fifth graders graduating. Like, this is real life for us. So we can't do the tour dog thing and do 100 dates in the year. So yeah. These are limited.
Now that they understand the concept of guilt and manipulation, we have to be a little craftier about our travel.
Yes. So this means get with your girls and go to the nearest city and come see a show. So these are the ones that we have right now. Saturday, March 2nd, Las Vegas. Can't recommend that show enough. Make it a destination weekend for yourself. Cheap flights, cheap rooms. I think cheap tickets, quite honestly. And like, it's a really fun. We'll be at the pool. We'll see you there. That's super fun. That's March 2nd. Friday, April 5th, we're going to be in Eugene, Oregon. Saturday, April 6th, we'll be in Tacoma, Washington. Sunday, April 7th, Portland, Oregon. That one's already like sizzling. Friday, April 12th, we'll be in Chesterfield, Missouri. Saturday, April 13th, we'll be in Springfield, Missouri. Sunday, April 14th, we'll be in Columbia, Missouri. Thursday, April 25th, we'll be in Red Bank, New Jersey. One of our first, like in a long time, East Coast shows in New Jersey. Friday, April 26th, Glenside, Pennsylvania, coming back hot there. Saturday, April 27th in Munhall, Pennsylvania. Saturday, May 11th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which that is like in this time, kind of our the shows we're doing. So we are trying to get to everybody. Also, we are trying to do shows in Australia. We're trying to do shows in the UK. Like we're very excited. It means so much to us.
And if you haven't been to one of our live shows, I think because we're meeting a lot of people at the shows that know us from the podcast, which is super cool. But Kristen and I, besides being moms, have written comedy and performed comedy our whole lives. So this is like a two-person stand-up show, and it's a really good time. It's a lot like what you hear on the podcast, but a little – can we say there are less like derailments mentally?
No way.
We try to.
Martin and Martin Short as two women, and I'm definitely the one with more gray hair.
One short, one tall.
Right.
One of us wears a suit. So that's very similar.
Which, it's a lot of fun. It's a two-person stand-up. We do a lot of crowd work, which means we just talk to y'all. We have a good time. We try to make every show different and super fun. And we go through the bags. And I think we're just feeling really jazzed about this show. So go to imomsohard.com for tickets.
Yeah. And then come backstage and see us afterwards because that's always a good time too.
Yeah.
And then when you come backstage, tell us we're pretty. Wolf whistle at us.
And we'll do the same at you.
Oh my God. You guys are so much younger than I thought you were. You look so young and hot.
I had a woman pull me aside and she goes, can I talk to you for a second? And she said in that way that I was like, oh God. Like I literally like dropped everything I was doing. And she took me aside and she goes, I love you so much, but I need to say this thing to you. And I go, okay.
Oh, shit.
She goes, please don't ever get bangs again.
What? I disagree.
No, they were too traumatic. I can't ever do it again.
I think the emotional toll was too much, but they did look great.
For 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then we can all agree that that's what happened. And I think it was too much. I think she was saying, don't get them because she couldn't deal with it.
So everybody, now you understand. Now you understand why I was saying, let's not do the but I'm not free of it because my daughter keeps bringing up bangs.
Oh, she's going to be in the same boat as me. She's got nothing but cowlicks in the front. It's going to
totally. And talk about somebody who likes doing their hair less than you do.
Yeah.
Is that girl.
Yeah.
You got to do it every day. I don't think you know what you're signing up for.
Yeah. My daughter, the same. I'm like, you can't put a brush through your hair twice and call it brushed. This is why my mom gave me a mullet. And I'm not going to do that to her.
My mom gave me a mullet because she listened to me. The one time in my life that my mom listened to me, she gave me mullet. Worse than that, she also let me get a rat tail, which was so disgusting. That's and disgusting. White trash.
I got one. I asked the barber, not the barber. That tells you who I am. I asked the hairstylist, I go, can I get a tail right in the middle, like in the back? And she's like, she good friends with my parents. And she goes, do you think your parents would be okay with that? And I said, oh yeah, they said it was okay. I was just supposed to tell you. And so she's like on the fence about it. And so I go home and my dad saw it and he was like, you're going back to sheer country and getting that sucker cut off.
Yeah.
It's too crazy.
Nothing says parent who makes bad decisions like a kid with a rat tail.
It's true.
My God, I can't believe. But it was because my grandma was a hairdresser too.
Yeah.
So she was like, let's dye it. Let's do all the things. Let's a mohawk. Sure. Whatever you want.
Yeah. My daughter, I've done this myself. She has these, I don't know how she got them by me. We bought her these platform boots because she had a Halloween costume that was too long. And yeah, then the boots came in after Halloween and I was going to return them, but then they disappeared and they were on her feet at school and they are super punk and black and not, I was like, Eleanor, A, you can't run in them. That's my biggest thing. And I go, then she dresses to go somewhere and it's all black. And I'm like, everyone's going to think you're like mad at me. Like, can we, you don't get to be emo. If this is not, I'm. Not yet.
She's going to be mad at you if you are doing everything right. That's part of brain development.
You're like, right. I agree. I agreed to a Renaissance fair.
That's a fair compromise.
Yes. Yeah. The boots went back and we're going to Renaissance fair. It's just like I want to put myself in front of the creepy world. I think it's going to be fun.
I will tell you that I did find like an old bag of wigs and I was like, Eleanor.
Yeah.
Eleanor needs these.
Yeah. Eleanor needs space in her freaking room. She has a bin of ears.
What?
Ears. Yeah.
Prosthetic ears.
Yeah, prosthetic ears. That's what we're dealing with, you guys. All right. I think we podcasted, Jenny.
Did we podcast?
We did.
I think that we did. I feel like we podcasted. Bye.
Bye.